Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All ears, your mob, have your saying yarn up strong. Then we're going to catch up a yarn there with the CEO of IATSIS. We're talking about, Deputy CEO, that is Michael Romali on the line, and talking about the IATSIS building named Muraga, which celebrates the Noongal language. And look, fantastic to have him on the line. Michael, very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Trev, yama to you and everyone else.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. First of all, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Michael.
I'm a Gamilaroi man, Trev, from Mungindai, which is on the Queensland-New South Wales border. God's country there, brother.
Yeah, beautiful. Local call to heaven, eh, they reckon? Dude, brother, thank you for coming to the program. Look, it's taken nearly two decades for the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies, IATSIS, to officially name its building, Muraga, from the Ngunnawala language. Is that right?
Ngunnawal language.
Ngunnawal language. Okay, thank you very much. And the meaning, Muraga, where's that stem from? The meaning for it, please, brother.
So, to appreciate Muraga as a kind of an appropriate word or choice, I'll explain the meanings and symbolism associated with the word.
Yes.
So, Muraga is a Ngunnawal word for the Wadi shield, which protects its holder. The shield was a stronger, more robust shield that protected from the powerful Wadi Club. The shield also could be used to carry food or act as a kulamon to carry or hold a baby. So it's protective as well as a nurturing tool. So therefore, symbolically, Muraga not only protects the building, but all who occupy the building.
Yes.
And our collection of over 1 million items,
yes,
including
which is very precious cargo in more ways than brother.
Photos, videos, books, very rare things, all dedicated to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, cultures, history, traditions, and contemporary stories.
Mm. Too deadly, my brother. And so the building was officially named. Tell us about the celebration and how it went, my brother.
Look, the celebration went really well. Since 2001, the building on the peninsula at Acton in Canberra has been the home for IATSIS, and we wanted to acknowledge the place where we are physically located on the lands of the Ngunnawal people, and giving the building a Ngunnawal name reaffirms and strengthens our connection to the Ngunnawal people.
Yes.
And it also highlights our commitment to recognising the important place of the language of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Look, so this is one of, yep.
Yeah, as one of Australia's government lead agencies,
yes,
advocating for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians, a key role for us was to continue supporting communities to reawaken, revitalise and preserve their language for all to enjoy.
Yeah.
The ceremony itself, Trevor, was a limited event due to the COVID, but we'd invited selected Ngunnawal people to come along and then publish that online for those that couldn't attend to witness the naming of the building.
Look, the naming both are symbolic and significant, recognising, acknowledging the Ngunnawal people, you know, and but it's taken nearly two decades. What would the reason be for that?
Well, I don't know. I think it's really interesting, Trevor. We've obviously, like other people, have rooms within the building named after significant Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, both connected to IATSIS, but all Australia more generally.
Yes.
IATSIS is governed by a council of 9 members, and the majority of which are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're responsible for ensuring proper and efficient performance across all our functions. At a meeting in December 2018, the council considered a number of options for changes to IATSIS. And given that 2019 was going to be the International Year of Indigenous Languages,
yes,
a decision was made to name the building using an appropriate Ngunnawal word.
Mm.
And as I spoke about before, we engaged with both the local United Ngunnawal Elders and a newly formed language group, Wanangay, to identify some words.
Mm.
So the naming of the building during 2019 provided a signal to the nation of the importance of embracing language.
Yes.
Particularly through the use of a public domain. So this is something really brand new within Canberra. At the council meeting in December 2019, our council agreed to name the building in a Ngunnawal land. Sorry, in a Ngunnawal word, on the land of the people upon which we're physically located.
And Murraga came to the surface, brother.
And Murraga was the name selected.
Beautiful.
So as Canberra is on Ngunnawal country, we wanted the community to be invested in the name of our building.
Yep.
As part of the International Year, we consulted with those individuals and the language group, and that name was selected by the council, and we think it's particularly appropriate.
It is.
Given the connection to the Kokopero Shield, is the IATSIS logo.
Yes.
That was adopted by the council in 1963, and the significance of what the shield is and does.
Powerful, powerful, brother. And look, when you're talking about a national peak body as IATSIS, you know, for this to happen, look, it just opens the door. It just also puts a highlight on languages for our mob across this country, and in regard to our stance as our existence in the 21st century, my brother, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely, Trevor. Look, languages are more than communication tools. They're fundamental as part of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture and identity. Indigenous people have a deep and profound connection to the language, even if those languages are no longer spoken.
Yes.
Languages are structures and frameworks for thinking, and they provide us connection to our ancestors and are connected to words of cultural context and reflecting our perspective. So, you know, we agree that's absolutely important.
Mm.
And for IATSIS to continue as a leader in this narrative,
yes,
to ensure the preservation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander languages as well, using Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander words is not just symbolic, but a very meaningful and empowering act.
Yep. It's a good bridge builder as well for our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well.
Yeah, that's right. It reclaims that heritage and traditions. And there is a significant cultural resurgence going on within the country and really within everything that we're currently doing at IATSIS.
To Delhi, my brother, yes.
Yeah, with this simple act, we're ensuring Indigenous languages are prominent and visible in our everyday life.
So Margaret stands tall in the 21st century, my brother.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Look, it's great news. Thank you very much for sharing. Michael, all the best to you and your deadly mob, your team down there. Thank you very much, leading from the front, brother. And look, stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, Michael.
Thanks, Trevor, for that. Appreciate your time.
You take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.
To Delhi, beautiful yarn there with the Deputy CEO of IATSIS, Michael Romali, and talking about the naming of the building named after the Ngunnawal people, their language, and the name of the building is Murraga. And Murraga is a beautiful, symbolic, and significant way of running with the 21st century and sharing with the mob there, which means a Wadi shield, and that's their emblem, the IATSIS. It's a shield, so very fitting and look powerful to see. So congratulations there. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully around Trevor, Tim, Trinity, Trevor, Murray from McCurry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National Digital Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, do deadly.
In the river land, born of her mother, into her mother's hands. She was free as the river was wild. She was so innocent, such a beautiful child. Institutions, what could they do with this child? Where was the need solution? There was nothing they could do, so they gave her to the streets, and she joined all the rest of the hungry and the tired feet.
Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned into National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, you know, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to News National News Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number again, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Chris Burrell. He's the State Manager, Queensland Northern Territory, Schools Manager of the Fathering Project. We had Chris on the program once before, and expansion into Northern Territory, which is good news. Chris, you there? Good morning.
Good morning, Trev. I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming along, my brother. Look, first of all, before we start, just take us through Fathering Project. Let our listeners know what the Fathering Project is all about, how it started, and let's talk about the great news expanding into Northern Territory.
Yeah, definitely. So we started about 7 years ago in Western Australia by a lung doctor who basically had conversations with men on their deathbed that were very, very similar time and time again. Mm. We found men who were saying, I wish I spent more time with my family. I wish I didn't work so hard. And I wish someone told me as a younger man that being a father had positive and negative effects on my kid depending on which kind of father I was.
Mm.
So out of those conversations, he teamed up with a West Australian university. They started researching the power of an effective father, and they found that a dad that is engaged with their kid, there's profound positive benefits for the children, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally in that school. And it was out of that research that birthed the Fathering Project. And it wasn't until about 4 years ago the federal government says, hey, we love what you're doing in Western Australia in your school's program. Can you get a national footprint? And we've been busily doing that, and now we finally got a national footprint with two schools coming on board in the Northern Territory about 2 weeks ago. So very exciting.
Fantastic. So tell us what the program consists of, how does it work, and is it open to all schools?
Yeah, definitely. So it's open to all schools, high school, primary school, also childcare centres. So wherever men gather, you know, we're keen to have a program there. And basically what we do is we start dads groups in schools, and a dads group is designed to do three simple things. Number one, connect dads with kids again in a fun way. You know, we do activities like paper planes and pizza nights, so we go-kart days, stargazing nights, whatever the guys like doing, we help facilitate that in the school. Number two, it connects dads with dads. Big shout out to mothers out there. They're doing a great job already. It's dads that kind of need to learn how to connect with one another.
Yes.
So it encourages that positive connection amongst dads under the banner of fatherhood. You know, we say every person in the group's got two things in common. They're a dad and the kid's connected to the school. So it doesn't matter whether you're a CEO or whether you're unemployed, under that banner of fatherhood, you're all equal, and that's what you're gathering under. So that's that same common ground there. And number three, it connects dads back to the school. You know, principals have been saying for years, how do we get dads engaged with our school again? We say, hey, start a dads group. It's a great way to start. Once the dads have had a taste of what it's like being back and involved with that school community, usually they're more keen to be involved in other initiatives within the school as well.
Well, all mothers, wives and girlfriends, partners, they will be excited about this program because it helps the man, the brother, become a true man in that sense, you know what I mean? My dad's always said to me, you know, be a man to yourself before anybody else. And this is a nice program that can instill that, yes?
Yeah, definitely. And we find that a lot of our database of people, the majority is women because they love what it's doing for their
family,
love what it's doing for their men. And we often find that we asked the blokes, you know, why'd you come tonight? And they said, oh, it's because the missus kicked me out the door. But once they're there, they're enjoying it. And you start seeing that positive benefits in the family. You know, they embrace that. So, yeah, it's definitely a win. And the mothers, they are a big fan. Yeah.
Look, it's not about just taking your son fishing or go kicking a ball. It's about the journey of life and the education of life and that relationship. You're building a bridge, so to speak, and make a strong foundation for the child's future, yes?
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Parenting is already a vulnerable space, so it's not about, you know, a dad bash or anything like that. You know, all dads, all father figures are welcome, and we kind of position ourselves in the middle. So we're research based. We love having fun, so we want guys to get together and do that, have fun, enjoy that journey of fatherhood, as you said, but always walk away with a nugget of gold that they can apply in their own life if they choose to.
I mean, some fathers tend to go step over the line and push that manhood onto the small boy, which can be a negative connotation, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. And look, just a bit of a snippet, like a taste of what we do with the guys. So, for example, a common principle that we do tell the guys is the bus principle. We say, guys, get on the bus, be your best. B means be there for your kid.
Yep.
U means unconditional love, and S means tell them a special. So every time we meet with the bloke, we say, hey, boys, how'd you go getting on the bus this week? you know, some say, yep, I did it. Others say, oh, I didn't really get on the bus, but I'll try again next week. So it's just simple stuff like that.
Yes.
That can really apply, and it's easy for the kids to understand as well.
Simple lessons, but powerful learnings.
Yeah, profound. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm. So who's involved with yourself, Chris?
So we've got a national team. So we've got a footprint in just about every state. In Queensland, it's myself and my brother, John Rudder, who you spoke with last time on the program.
Yes,
yes. So I actually come in, I'm the point of call where I speak with the schools and see if the schools can have this program and if they do like the program, if it can fit their school structure. And then John comes in behind me and he basically looks after setting up the DAS
group. It's all in place.
And starts getting that sustainability in the community after that as well.
So we're talking after school programs and the Fathering Project, are we?
It can be whatever the school wants. So some schools do weekend events, after school programs, online webinars, whatever the community
needs. Good, whatever tools,
we're happy to facilitate. So we try to be as flexible as we can. Because every school is different. And we want to cater to that. Yeah.
And for other schools who are listening in, think this is a great concept idea, love to have a look at it. How can they approach you? How can they have the conversations?
Yeah, definitely. So if they want to go to our website, www.thefatheringproject.org, you can actually either register your school or you can inquire on how to register your school and I'll be in contact. I'll give you a call and chat you through the process. But basically every school coming on board now are taking the next 5 weeks of term to organise the group and kick off in term one next year. So we've kind of got a bit of a window now to plan for your group.
Yes.
And we can build that momentum for next year. So I'd love to talk to anybody and everybody.
Yes.
So feel free to reach out and, I'll give you a call if you're interested.
So next question, I'm living in Cairns here. Any schools locked in here in Cairns at the moment?
We haven't made our way as far as Cairns yet.
There
we
you go. Opportunity.
Is Townsville above Cairns there, Trevi?
Townsville is below Cairns.
That's it. So our furthest school is in Townsville.
Yes.
So we're creeping our way up to Cairns, so yeah.
It's only a 4-hour drive, brother. It can be done.
That's it. Well, shout out to Cairns. Let's get our first school in
Cairns
before the year end.
Look, fantastic. Nice talking with you, Chris. All the best. Thank you for sharing. We're going to keep in touch, my friend. I think it's a fantastic project. And working with our young brothers and sisters and our fathers are at the table. That's fantastic, brother.
Thanks for having me, Trev. We'll talk again soon.
Take care, Chris. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Two deadly beautiful yarn there. His name is Chris Borrell, State Manager, Queensland and Northern Territory Schools Manager of the Fathering Project. So do check it out, all the W's, .thefatheringproject, one word, .org.au. So do check that out. And they're opening up in schools and they are approachable. And it's a way of fathers being engaged with their children, whether it be during class, after school, on the weekends. Look at it. Anything we can have regarding building that relationship, making it strong, and bringing up kids in this world with a beautiful attitude, with love in their heart from their fathers, is a great thing. So there it is. Have your say, Yarn of Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Yarn with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM.
Gather round people, let me tell you a story, an 8-year-old story of power and pride. British Lord Vestey and Vincent Glengarry were opposite men on opposite sides. Vestey was fat with money and muscle, beef was his business, broad was his star. Vincent was lean and spoke very little. He had no bank balance, her debt was his floor. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Yeah. jungle.
Run, little things, big things grow. Run, little things.
Appeared in the land, and he came with lawyers, and he came with great ceremony, and through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand. That was the story of Vincent Limgarry, but this is the story of something much more.
Must believe, hey future, keep a solid vision on me. Native lingo, history is skin deep. My only sin was the color of my skin, so I'm a sin to pride. Emancipate mental slavery, and they said we were failing time. Showed them up, we stood the test of time. Time, I blame it on time, but regained it on time, so I claim it on time. Put soul in this image, this is music for the free spirit. Inspiration for those who really need it. Not those who listen, but those who really feel it.
Songs of our time, teachers of our story.
Let it be written in the maze. The survival of a culture is the reason that we made it. Yeah.
Spirit ties, keepers of our story.
And the show will go on. Worship birth.
Father to a daughter,
language of a mother to a son. Rituals since time begun. The circle of life is never broken. My ancestors of time have spoken. Free the slave of your mind, get open. A manuscript for a future, here's to hoping. Let it breathe just a little bit. Hey world, believe just a little bit. And if you can see in an etiquette of respect, birth to peace becomes relevant. But that concept alone is irrelevant. To ambition, such tests are heaven sent. That's why we grab mics and go ridiculous and scream represent till the whole world be feeling it. Yeah.
Songs of our time, teachers of our story.
Let it be written in the maze. The survival of a culture is a reason that we made it. Yeah.
Spirit.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap
on. What's the color of our flag? Red, black, and yellow. What's the color of our flag? Red, black, and yellow.
life, and now his people lost their lives. His parents died when he was just a child, and now his life is mystified. Black boy, the color of your skin is your pride.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Someone I ain't never seen before to say he's a captain of men, but ain't believing our love. From the land of the white skin, he's self-righteous, a murder without license. With the spear, I'm the nicest, thinking that I might just wait till night hits. Then I move in silence, when the moon at its highest, and my soul is defined. I'm consumed by desire to kill. Any white devil wanna test my will, then he finna get burnt by the fire I feel. Look him in the eye and hold his spirit still. He's hoping I don't catch him, but I know I will.
Stand on the shoreline, coming, coming. Might not wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. Wanna murder, let's ride.
Say that it came in peace, but our blood still stains the beach. Roll the dice, we gon' play for keeps. The sacred place ain't a place to preach.
No, no, no.
No white faith and a black belief. Better pray that our spears don't reach. He's cold, white, hot, I'ma make it bleed. Leading to the first fleet, sicker than disease that he bring from overseas. No matter where you flee, I will always be. In the darkest of night, your descendant will see me. Standing on the shoreline,
come in, come in.
Mother wanna cross mine,
wanna take it from me.
Fire in my eye,
but we ain't running.
Wanna mother, let's ride.
Very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give me a call, let's have a say, have a yarn, have your say. 1-800-422-416. Now we're going to catch up a yarn now with the Commissioner from QFCC, Queensland Family and Child Commission, and that's Natalie Lewis, and talk about yarn up cards. On the line, Natalie, good morning, my sister. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Sure, I'm a Gamilaroi woman. My family is originally from Bingaram. I've grown up pretty much, though, all my life on the lands of the Yuggera people in Brisbane. So I still live here in Brisbane and work with the QFCC here on George Street.
Fantastic. Thank you, my sister. Look, our yarn today is about the Yarn Up Cards. You're launching that, so tell us what the Yarn Up Cards is, how did it come about, and how powerful and deadly this tool is.
Well, you know, the resource came about, as many things do, from, you know, a group of strong black women. Ani Florence Onus has absolutely been the driver behind this. The Titters Yarning Circle,
yes.
Within the Garbutt Community Centre, developed this initiative, and the QFCC is incredibly proud to support bringing that resource to more people through our website and in other ways that we can, you know, share the resource across different communities. It sort of started as, I guess, an initiative to start to collect some of those powerful statements and those stories and get them down on paper. Mm. The Yarn Up cards are just, I guess, prompts to yes. remind us how important it is to actually share those stories and carry on, you know, that wisdom that's been generously passed down to us.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned only Florence Onus, and a big shout-out to that beautiful lady, Titters Yarning Circle, that's there in Garbutt Community Centre. So this yarning card is for everybody, not for just our sisters, is that right?
No, absolutely not. It's for everybody. We're hoping that this is a resource that can be used across a range of different community settings, service providers, schools. It really is, you know, just a way for us to use these cards to prompt and remind us about those strengths and the importance of story. And you know, I'm just really proud to be a part of it, but really thankful for those women that, you know, started this initiative and are helping us to spread the word and get it out across to kids across Queensland.
Paint the picture, my sister, regarding the yarning card. So are they pictures or are they questions? Paint that picture and describe that, please, sis.
Yeah, sure. So the resource, it's made up with, there are a series of statements. Some of them are pictures.
Yep.
And it's sort of, I guess, set up like a game, I guess. You know, I'm trying to think how you explain it.
Okay, yeah, sure, yeah.
I can't think of the name of the shape that thing is, like, you know, where you like roll it, and but it's not like a dice.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, thank you. So it's a communicator, a starter for communication.
Yeah, yep.
Good, fantastic. And so you're launching it. Where are you launching it, and where do we go from there with the cards?
Right, so we're launching it on the 12th of November at the Garbutt Community Centre as part of the NAIDOC Week Family Fun Day.
Mm-hmm.
The Yarnup Card website is at www.qfcc.qld.gov.au. There's a whole range of resources there on our Helping Families website, and the Yarnup Cards are will be right there front and centre, particularly during NAIDOC Week.
And look, I see it as a powerful tool. When you look at the 21st century, us men, we sometimes like to bottle things up and don't want to make a yarn because we're too big and tough and deadly, you know, but we need to converse and get it off our chest. And then the young ones who face down, head into the iPad or Instagram, what have you, well, hey, here's the cards, let's yarn, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we spend so much time, it's so easy to be distracted by everything that's going on around us. Sometimes we don't, you know, we forget how to start those conversations.
Yes.
And I think that this, you know, this is a really useful tool, you know, way of actually introducing and reminding us, like I said, of the importance of talking about things that matter to us, but also those things that have kept us strong for a really long time.
Sure, and also a tool for positive stuff in regarding aspirations to the future of an individual or family member, where they want to go, what they want to do with their life. I mean, it can open up a lot of doors, the so-called yarn up cards, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, that's something some people get, you know, get shame about, not wanting to, you know, to have or to articulate, you know, those big dreams and those big hopes and aspirations. They seem so far away, but, you know, I think it's only through discussing them, you know, that they become real and they become, you know, something that we can, you know, work together towards.
I think it puts a bit of a different spin on, hey, let's have a game of cards. Let's yarn up cards. Thank you for sharing, Natalie. I think it's fantastic and looking forward to seeing it all. All the best to you and your deadly family, your team as well, in regard to this world we're living in at the moment, COVID-19, need to stay safe. But thank you, my sister, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Happy NAIDOC Week.
Take care. Happy NAIDOC Week. Bye.
See you. Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Natalie Lewis, her name is, and she's the commissioner at QFCC, and that's the Queensland Family and Child Commission, and we're yarn about the yarn up cards. So check out their webpage, and it's the qfcc.gov.au, and you can check out the yarn up cards, look at a way of communicating and getting conversations started, especially with their loved one, their family ones. Sometimes we all sit at the lounge and away from the dinner table and have dinner, watching TV or in the Facebook, in the Instagram, and not yarning. So we need to yarn, your mob. Very important we do that. So check out those deadly cards, yarn up cards. QFCC, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Yarn up strong with Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, 1-800-422-416. And I'm live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn. Too deadly.
Baka. Black sister, where you going? How you doing? Where you been? I ain't seen you on the scene for a couple of weeks. By your means, stay on your own. You gotta do your thing. But please don't sell your soul for a couple of G's. Embrace your black skin and your race within. You're blessed by your blackness and your dark skin king. Raise strong black kids, forever's drugs in the bin. And you'll be bound to make your old people look at you and grin. Stand strong like your matriarchy. And titter, I'm higher than the stars can reach. You ain't gotta act different when it comes to me. I believe in your sister, take a walk with me. You're too deadly, sister, go and hang your head in the noose. I know you're sick and tired of dealing with your drugs and abuse. You're too strong, my sister, you know the deep of her roots. Black woman in a white man's world. It's tough, being sexualized is all we've left. That's enough, you worth more than getting treated like dirt. Show love and give your sisters what they truly deserve. Respect, we're sick and tired of getting treated as less. Saying that sex sells, but I got no products for pets. But why you treat your woman as you looking real oppressed. She got her law, you got yours, it's time to have her address. If she stands with you, then stand with her. Cause handing down this feeling is a bigger picture. Got nothing to do with your sexual preference. This is about our solidarity, that's hidden question.
Hey, what you doing, your mom? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-422.